This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 496. And before we begin to talk about ways of escaping your comfort zone, let's do a quick review of last week's podcast, which was Warrior or Victim. In last week's podcast, I went over, in all my experience in coaching and in life and other aspects, I've come across certain characteristics that warriors exhibit and certain characteristics that victims exhibit. And I use these two words very specifically because they have a certain charge behind it. But what I'm going to do is just review what the warriors exhibit. So they take responsibility for the results. Regardless of what the result is, they own it. When they own it, they can change it or they can change their view upon it. They also respond appropriately to the circumstances. So they have flexibility. They're not fixed as to here's how I respond, here's how I do one thing, and I do it always. They respond accordingly and appropriately to the circumstances that they're involved in. They also know that people are doing the best with what they have from where they are, from where they came. So they know that people are absolutely doing their best, and they treat them as if they're doing the best, and they get the best results from them. They also own the response they get, means that when a warrior is communicating, if the person or persons don't respond in a way that they want, not wanted to as far as controlling, but help them, encourage them to do that, they own that. So if you've ever had a conversation with somebody and they get mad at you and you go, no, that's not what I meant, a warrior owns that. Okay, that's what they interpreted it, so how can I change what I'm saying so I don't get that type of response? The warrior also creates reasons for doing things as opposed to finding excuses for not doing them. You also take action, take immediate action. When they know they want to get something, they start taking action. They don't wait till their ducks in a row. They don't wait for this. They start taking action and correct and continue. They ask questions as, how can I get this done? How can I achieve this goal? As opposed to, why can't I? And then they know they already have the solutions within them. So they just need to spend time meditating, contemplating, and they know they will get the solutions, where a victim will ask other people for solutions and not take the time to investigate it themselves. And when that solution may not work, they blame the person who gave them that response, as opposed to owning it themselves. And they are mind masters. They know that there is an unconscious mind and a conscious mind. They know that there is a rapport that needs to be established between the two of them. There needs to be a connection. And they work in both those worlds, the unconscious mind and the conscious mind together. So if you'd like to hear more information on it, go back to last week's podcast. I go into it in more detail with some show notes. But here, I'm sure that we have heard or read about people who quit their jobs and found their passports or gotten passports and taken off to another country or another state or something else with only a few hundred bucks in their pockets. And they just survived. They thrived. They lived life to the fullest. And in many ways, most of us envy that they had the guts to do something like that. Like, they didn't have to have $1 million. They didn't have to have a job set up. They just went ahead and did that. And we don't have the guts because we don't have the guts to do something that big because we haven't done something small enough to experience what it's like to leave our comfort zone. So in the rest of this podcast, we're going to be talking about six unique ways are viewed to take small steps outside your comfort zone so that you can become comfortable with being uncomfortable. So the first one is this, and these are going to be unique. These are going to be like, what? What's he talking about? These don't help me step out your comfort zone. Well, they do, because our comfort zone is anything that is known to us. And when we have something that's unknown, we step out our comfort zone. So take a course about something you know nothing about. That could be at an adult education. It could be an online course. It could be something. But something, let's just say you have no idea about pottery. Take a course on pottery, because it's outside your comfort zone. It's going to help your brain think differently. It's going to help your mind work differently. But think about taking a course. It doesn't have to be a major endeavor such as, you know, 20 weeks or something. Just take a course. It could be a cooking course. It could be a sewing course. It could be a language. Language is always something great to help us step outside our comfort zone. But take a course about something you know nothing about. Next is practice random acts of kindness. Now, this may seem more social than it is escaping your comfort zone, but most of us, you know, will go shopping. We may open the door for somebody. We'll go in, we'll do our shopping, we'll leave, and we won't interface with anybody. We won't, most of the time, won't stop to help somebody or help a person across the street or whatever. But just whatever that random act of kindness is for you, do it. Set a goal to do 3 random acts of kindness a day. So even though there's a goal and we want to do them random, you want to have a goal to shoot for. So every time you do a random act of kindness, you are stepping outside your comfort zone because you're doing something different that or unique that you haven't done before. And you could think of some really great creative ways of doing this. And this isn't just contributing to something. It could be helping, going to your neighbors and say, hey, let me take your dog for a walk. It could be washing your neighbor's car. It could even be putting money in a parking meter for a car that's about to be expired. There are so many ways we can just do this random acts of kindness. And the key is we don't have to look at it to be acknowledged. We just do it because we love to do it. Visit different places of worship. So I am a big proponent of the mental, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. And however you perform your spiritual, wherever that place of worship is, if it's a physical building, a church, a center, a synagogue, whatever, or if it's outside at your favorite place by the river, favorite place in the forest, go someplace different. Especially if you are in a religion, go to a different religion. If you're Catholic, go to a Jewish synagogue. Go someplace different. If you want something that's really unique, look up the Centers for Spiritual Living. They have a great program, and they're welcoming community. I think you'll find it very interesting and enlightening. But even if you don't go to an organized place, wherever your place of worship is, and again, let's say it's, you know, you like to walk along a trail next to the a creek of some kind, go someplace different, climb a mountain, do something, go to a different place that you've never done before, and that will put you outside your comfort zone. This one probably is more challenging to others if you go to an organized place for worship than anyone else, because I've done this my whole time. This is what I'm doing. My parents were this way. I have to do it this way. But just to go and have some fun and explore other areas. Think about writing for a publication. Wow, how many of us read books, read online e-zines, read blogs, read something, and we have an opinion about what we are reading or what the world is today, and yet we don't share it. So think about writing. What I would recommend is pick a couple of your favorite newspapers, e-zines, blog posts, contact the editor and say, I have some thoughts about this subject. I would love to pass them on to you, and write about it. Because if you've never written for a publication, then that is definitely outside your comfort zone. But it's a pretty, I mean, everybody, people want to hear other people's perspectives on things. And this is a great opportunity if you've been sitting around talking about the events today or talking about whatever else might be happening or talking about some or experiencing some wonderful, wonderful blessings in your life. This is a great way to share it with the world. So think about writing for a publication. Try different types of food. This one is probably the easiest out of all of these because I know for myself, at times I get into a routine of here's my six favorite restaurants. I go to this one on this day, this one on that day. Here's my pizza place. Here's my burger place. Here's my steak place. But when I step out and go to something new, go to a food truck, go to a Thai food place, just even if it's a burger, just go to a different place, it feels different. One, because you're going to be driving differently. You're going to be taking a different route to it. Two, you're going to be meeting different people. And three, you'll be trying different food because every chef has their way or cook has their way of preparing it. Now, if you are single, what's really fun is to go to the bar and have dinner. You don't have to have a drink. If you want to have a drink, great, whatever your preference is. But you can go to the bar and then you start to talk to the barkeeps. And if you go to different restaurants, you could just have such a wonderful time, but you are actually escaping from your comfort zone. And the last one is try a new hobby. This is one of the things that, you know, we know what we like and we do what we like, but we don't know what we really like because we haven't tried enough things. So it could be a hobby like fly fishing, like kayaking, like rock climbing, like sewing, like coding for computers, playing video games. If you've never done any of them, try a new hobby and see how it, one, helps your brain think differently, but two, what is your feeling in your body? Because we know when we're stepping out of our comfort zone, we get this feeling of uncertainty of what if somebody's going to judge me or those type of things. So when we step out of our comfort zone, we are exposing, we are becoming vulnerable. And this is an awesome thing to do because the more we can step out of our comfort zone, the more we can grow as human beings and as individuals. And not only will stepping out of your comfort zone help you develop your mental strength, but it will help your brain functionality as well because you'll be thinking something different, you'll be doing something different, and that's going to create new neural pathways in your brain for you to think and more resources. So here they are. Here is our six ways to escape your comfort zone. Now, these steps are not threatening to your very existence, to your very being. They're not asking you to abandon your life, your work, your friends, or your family. These are, however, you are, however, gradually coming to see that change can be a good thing. If you follow those six steps, you're going to say, hey, change is good. Adding more to my life is good. Variety is good. And once you're at ease with change, you can then begin making larger changes in your life and moving beyond it and growing as an individual and developing your mental strength. So maybe let me visit the next town, the next state, the next country. Let me try something else. Let me be an instructor. Let me change my jobs. Let me start a big business. But in order for us to achieve, to create these big changes in our life, we have to be willing to do the little changes. And that's what this podcast is for and what I would encourage you to do. So the next time, again, a surprise, I've kind of sit and meditate and contemplate throughout the week and find what topics are coming up in the news, or not the news, but the social media, my friends, my clients, see what topics are coming up. And then I start to write about that and think about it. But if you have any suggestions, please contact me. You can find out the show notes for this podcast and other information about me and my services over at warriormindcoach.com. And you can also please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.